Is this Mr. Finkel?
It is.
It Hello, is. Rob. Well, this is one of our next guests, Joshua Finkel.
Ah.
From the... Well, you tell who you are, where you're from, Josh. I'll get it wrong.
I'm here from Los Angeles originally, and I run the Creative Combustion Acting Studio in Studio City,
right?
Which is a place where, you know, actors can come study of all different ages and levels, from film to television, theater, all that kind of stuff. And then I run several different curriculums in actor training. I'm a teacher at California Lutheran University, where I teach musical theater as well as beginning acting to non-majors, which is a blast. And right now I just actually opened a brand new musical. I'm also in musical development on staff at the Academy for New Musical Theater in North Hollywood.
Which I happen to be a member of the board.
Yes. And Frank, you're such an integral part. I mean, you're so wonderful and helpful and generous. And
oh, well, thank you. But you have this new thing, the new project opening. Tell us all about it, what it is.
Oh, what it is, all the buzz, what's happening. It's a new, brand new world premiere musical by Deborah Johnson, and it's the musical story of Nicholas and Alexandra, who were the last Romanov czars in Russia before Bolshevism took over, and they were the last of the czars of Russia. They were assassinated. So this is their love story and their story of love against many, many obstacles in the backdrop of World War One. It's kind of the log line of the show that Deborah envisions, is that it's Les Mis meets Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, okay.
It does have that kind of epic sweep to it, and a really, you know, fun, interesting, different score with pop rock and some Moroccan rhythms and Russian song. It's beautiful, you know, and it all takes place in the early 1900s, and it's a really beautiful story, and my company is incredible. It's playing at the Grove Theater in Upland, California.
Excellent.
That's like theater with an RE, grovetheater.com, and you can check it out. And it's playing tonight. Well, you have to really run if you want to get to Upland by 7:30.
Right.
So late, you might miss Act 1. But it's playing tomorrow, Sunday, at 2 o'clock. And then next week, 23rd, 24th, 25th, Friday and Saturday is 7:30, and Sunday at 2 o'clock are closing. So there's four more chances to see it. And the company is extraordinary. I mean, they're birthing this brand new show of the epic proportions, and the whole team from crew down to every backstage dresser and assistant and ticket taker, they're fantastic to work with. It's Terry and Bill Kinison's theater out there.
Wow. Speaking of backstage dresser, you also do another wonderful show around some of the wonderful clothing and costumes of Hollywood called Hollywood Revisited.
Yeah. Yes, Hollywood Revisited. That it's incredible. There's no other show that is like it, because this is a sort of a jewel box musical review, where Broadway and Hollywood performers come out wearing the original Hollywood movie costumes worn by the golden stars of Hollywood, like, you know, Gene Kelly, Betty Davis, Judy Garland, Marilyn Monroe, you know, Mae West. It's just incredible. Ginger Rogers, and these costumes designed by the absolute greats of, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s designers, down to Nolan Miller, who's, you know, still with us, and designed all the Dynasty costumes, and, you know, it blows my mind. Also, I think for anyone who loves old movies or kind of grew up with old movies, and you know, would spend the rest of the day dancing with an umbrella like Gene Kelly, or, you know, whatever you did, it was, then you get to actually wear the clothes that these folks wore and all the history of it. It's a thrilling thing to do, and it's so fun to share original movie tunes and jazz standards and classics of the era as we share those costumes with the audience. With a musical review, you learn a lot about the designers, you learn a lot about why it was designed that way, but anecdotes about the shoot itself, and it's accompanied by a PowerPoint presentation where you see the star in a wardrobe still or in a publicity still for the movie wearing that costume, and then there it is in front of you. It's
wow.
Really interesting. It's iconic.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
It's great. I'm surprised. Okay. Where is it?
Oh, it's this coming Friday, the 23rd, at 7:30 p.m. at the beautiful Broad Theater in Santa Monica. The Broad Theater is probably one of the most beautiful spaces there is to perform in Los Angeles. It's at the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and 11th Street, and it's connected in one of the performing arts center of Santa Monica College. And this is a benefit to raise money for the performing arts department at Santa Monica College. So not only are you seeing myself, Jill Burke, and Elisa Sermont, of course, with host Greg Schreiner, who owns all these costumes and is the host and the amazing classical pianist accompanist, but we also have students from the departments participating with us. So earlier that day, I'm going to be putting in, as director of the show and also the male performer, I'm putting in all these different elements and singers. So we have Iman Quintera and Anthony Cloyd, Cloyd, which is C-L-O-Y-D, sorry. And they're two principal singers from the drama department. And then we're having dance numbers from the Santa Monica College Dance Department doing Stormy Weather from the whole Lena Horne recreation of the original film.
Oh, wow.
Which they can get in the Lena Horne gown and segueing into the dance sequence with the wonderful performing students from Santa Monica College. So tickets are only $12. It's 12 bucks.
Excellent. Do you have a website that people can go to get information?
Absolutely. And also, just those tickets, you can go to the location and they're sold at the door 90 minutes prior to curtain. So from 6 o'clock on, you can buy them there at the door. And for information, you can call 310-434-3467, 310-434-3467, and you can always visit HollywoodRevisited.com. And if you want to get tickets for Tsarina, the Nicholas and Alexandra musical, check it out at 909-920-4343, 909-920-4343, or grovetheater.com. And, it's an exciting week. This is an amazing week. I kind of can't believe it. We just came off the film and theater cruise on Crystal Cruises last week, where we were invited to headline along with our other cast members, including Karen Morrow and the Crystal Ensemble of Singers and Dancers and the Crystal the Galaxy Lounge Orchestra. They're amazing. And the crew there, it's such a beautiful show, and getting to work with those incredible onboard performers, including them in the show with wearing gowns and doing dance numbers. It's just been amazing, and getting to meet, Michelle Lee and her wonderful partner Stan, and Christine Andreas and Marty Silvestri, and top John Lesser and Laura Lesser, Frank Lesser's son. It's amazing, wonderful performers from all over. It was incredible. It was an incredible cruise put together by Christopher Escamilla, who runs that whole department, and he's a master at what he does, how he interweaves the themes of everything that's on the cruise, the lectures, the movies that are playing, into the shows. You'll see that costume, you'll meet that person, you'll hear a lecture, you'll have a Q&A. The whole thing was so put together. Jim Brochu and Steve Shacklin were on it, composing team. He does the Zero Hour, the Zero Mostel show. He did fantastic lectures about the life of Lucille Ball, who was a very personal friend of Lucy's. And so all this firsthand iconic material that you got to really just hang with and chat with these folks and have them perform in your show. It was incredible. It was an amazing week.
Well, it sounds like a great show.
Very exciting for you.
Thank you.
And I
so love what you guys do. I've been listening to your show, and so thank you for everything you guys give, week after week. And thanks for having me on.
Well,
I really
perfect.
Appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you, and good luck. And we want to hear the reviews and hear how it went. So we'll talk to you once you're through.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye.
Thanks, Josh.
Excellent.
Bye. We got a message.